have a feeling. I have a feeling about this because you often hear me on the programme talk about, you know, road safety and driving at 28 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone. And then this comes along. You know, that's almost old-fashioned compared to what I'm going to be talking about. That sounds like a car that the guys who are about to come through this door wouldn't dream of getting into. they would not be in anything as slow as that. We're going to be fast and furious, seriously fast and furious. I'll be scared even talking to them after this. Now, I am something of a road safety ambassador. That's what people accuse me of. And, you know, I stand guilty of the accusation because I like to see people adhere to the speed limit. But I'm looking across at a couple of guys and I presume they adhere to every speed limit they've ever come across. But they're from the Fast and Furious team that are arriving in Belfast for the SSE Arena 4th, 5th, 6th of May. And I have Chris Burns and Johnny Irwin, who indeed are two of the, I suppose, stuntmen. I think there's about, team of about 16 stuntmen going and stuntwomen, I presume, are going to be taking a part in this. If you don't mind me saying, lads, you both look like stunt drivers. You know, Chris, well, I know I've come across you before.
You have indeed, Frank, yes. Yeah. We've met before at various things.
Not unlike Vin Diesel himself.
Well, you know, I did have to shave my head. I did have long hair before I started this job, Frank, but what do you do?
The stress got to you. And Johnny, how long have you been a stunt driver?
I've been doing it now for quite a few years. Started off maybe in 2011, and ever since that, then I've took up competition drifting, and here I am today.
Competition drifting, Chris. What is that?
So Johnny comes from a drifting background, where drifting's a sport that's really taken off in this country over the past few years, and it's actually a wonderful opportunity to mention for people who may not know. Ireland as a whole, we compete on a world level when it comes to drifting. One of the, arguably the best drifters in the world hails from Ireland, and it's a country that we've just had a natural footing in from the get-go, if you like. For the Fast and Furious Live, you know, we've 11 stunt drivers, of which Johnny's one of. We've several from a drifting background.
Let me guess, because you're talking to someone who never goes over 28 miles an hour in a 30 here. Is drifting like handbrake turning? What is drifting?
It's basically a synchronized, you're sliding with another car. You're basically oversteering the car. So you're putting the back of the car out, if you like, and you're controlling it with the throttle and the steering input. But it's probably one of the most exciting things that you can do in a car. And Johnny is a particular master at it, actually.
And you know, Johnny, tell me that you learned this in a controlled set of circumstances. You haven't been an idiot in your younger days.
Yeah, basically, we have various venues around all of Ireland, and you go to those venues, and everything is controlled. You're wearing race suits, helmets, you have your proper roll cage. So, yeah, it's an up-and-coming sport now in Ireland. Yeah, quite fun too.
I can well imagine that as long as it's fully controlled and in a controlled environment. You know, this is important to emphasise, isn't it, Chris?
Very much so.
We don't want idiots going to Black Mountain and trying anything like what you
and
do.
The good thing what we have in this country, as Johnny's just mentioned, we have several facilities nearly every single weekend throughout the season. If you like, there's the opportunity to go and, you know, improve your driving skills in a safe and controlled environment. And It's a relatively, you know, any form of sport is expensive, but, you know, we have the opportunity here for anybody to go and really start doing that, more so than in several other countries. So it's really something that's, you know, you can't do it on the roads. You just can't. It's, you know, times have moved on. You just can't. There's too much traffic on the roads. It's not necessarily you. It's the other drivers. You know, there's just, the roads are for transport, really, and that's all there is to it, really.
So what do you say to the young lads? And they certainly do it in the countryside, and they definitely do it in the likes of Donegal, where I go to, where you will see the tire marks, the donut circles, and I've actually come across them doing it on the roads where they've been a total hazard to other road users, doing it particularly late at night. What's your message to those kids?
It's hard to sort of put across, Frank. It's like I say, there's the opportunity to do it in a safe, controlled environment. And, you know, I would implore, and I'm sure Johnny would as well, implore anyone to get involved with that side of things. You know, it's a relatively cheap thing to enter. You can go to one of these various drift days. it doesn't cost you a lot of money. You can go until your heart is content. And it really, you need to do that because you're never going to improve your skill sitting on a crossroads or whatever, or a patch of road without any obstacles. You're much better going to an organized day where it's in a safe, controlled environment, and challenging yourself and improving your skills behind the wheel of a car. It's as you get older too, you realize more so that, you know, it's more important to, how should I put it? You know, your opinions and things change. And certainly as I've got older, I've realized the roads is not the place for misbehaving in a car. You know, it's of the utmost importance really to try and do it in a controlled environment. And as I say, we are very fortunate in this country that we've got several facilities where you can do this, and it's very, very easy to do so.
Let's get to what you're going to be doing come the early stages of May. Over my shoulder here at City Keys, 2, floor 7, looking down at the fabulous SSE arena. You're going to be indoor. You're going to be doing the Fast and Furious. When I think of Fast and Furious, I don't know how many movies they've had, 7 or 8 of them.
We're on 8 at the moment.
8, Vin Diesel, all of this. It's just madness. It's crazy, but it is a fantastic watch on TV. I love watching cowboys on TV. I love watching war films on TV, but I hate guns. I love watching car chases and the likes of this on TV, but I'd never speed. Now, some people would say, oh, it's a very bad influence or whatever. It is fun with a capital F. So what will people be witnessing when they go to the SSE arena?
Well, basically, Fast and Furious Live, in a punchline really, what the show is about is we take the biggest moments from each of the 8 movies to date and we recreate those in a live theatre environment. We also have a narrative that runs with the show, so it's not just, you know, a random bunch of cars travelling around. There's an actual storyline to the show and it sits alongside the movies. It's a very entertaining show. It features lots of groundbreaking technology. There was a few elements of the show which didn't actually exist until we set out to build this show. The tires being one is a major talking point there. And it's really a very much a family entertainment show. We've just kicked off our UK tour, if you like, in Newcastle last week. We're in Manchester this weekend. I'm on a plane to Manchester after I leave you. And you know, we're super excited to be bringing it to Belfast. It was just staying outside actually. It was a bit of a thing in the office because every week I went in on a Monday morning to work in the office in London. I was like, are we going to Belfast yet? And it was a bit of a push to get it here, but we're coming, and Johnny and I both are super excited to be bringing our show to our home territory.
So it's not just for petrol heads. Like, youngsters will enjoy this?
Oh, definitely not. Youngsters especially. There's elements of the show which have to appeal to everyone because it's very much a family show. And interestingly, I was just saying in the car on the way over here, actually, I've seen a pre-edit of some audience feedback from Newcastle. And it's really, really good. I mean, the kids in particular, there's certain elements of the show that they love. And there's actually one bit of the show where I can kind of sneak out and watch the audience rather than the action. And I will never get tired of looking into a kid's face as their eyes just nearly pop out of their head at certain bits. It's really, really good.
The lads, I can see the enthusiasm in your faces. It is Fast and Furious. It's coming to the SSE Arena and on the team, 2 of Northern Ireland's stunt drivers. Lads, thanks very much for coming back.
Thank you very much, Frank. Thanks for having us.
Fast and Furious, early May at the SSE Arena.